Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some leaders only want the best for their people, no matter what the costs are. On one hand, they can free a country from foreign control, but on the other, they can cause years of terror, famine, suffering, and the deaths of millions of people. Mao Zedong was the first chairman of the People's Republic of China, and he was disastrously rotten for the people and their economy. Let's see how a young boy could grow up into a deadly communist leader. Magic mirror on the wall, who is the most rotten one of all? Hi, hello, and howdy, my darlings, and welcome to Rotten to the Core. I am the not-so-evil queen, Joshua Waters, and thank you for joining me today. Here we use my magic mirror and a touch of humor to delve into the lives and actions of some rotten people from our past, all so we can learn valuable lessons from their mistakes that we can put to some good use in our lives today. I hope that by the end of every episode, you may feel more informed and enlightened about the world we all share. Ooh, this heat! Feels like in the middle of winter when the weather is too bad to go outside, except instead of the relentless bitter cold, you melt as soon as you walk out the door. So hot, my tires were sticking to the road the other day as I was driving. I am planning a camping trip in Michigan in a few weeks, and I can't wait. My friends and I even found a private campsite near Lake Michigan and an orchard. Time to dance around the fire naked under the moonlight. Speaking of that, happy summer solstice, everyone. It's officially summer here, and there was even a full moon. I hope all your rituals went well. Maybe grab one of those freshly charged crystals and hold tight. The man in our lesson today, Mao Zedong, viewed most people as expendable, especially children. There are even records that parents who had too many were forced to bury the extras alive. And that's the least of all of what he did. His rule was like something out of a movie, and after learning about him today, you'll wish it was all fiction. Let's get into it, shall we? Mao Zedong was born on December 26, 1893, at his family's home in the Hunan province of China. His home was picturesque, nestled in a little valley surrounded by mountains. Here we'd call that a holler. Well, like most small, isolated villages, almost everyone was related in some way or another. And Mao's parents were simple people. His dad only had a few years of education, but he still learned to read and write. And his mom was illiterate, like most people in poverty at that time. Can you imagine never being able to read a menu, a love letter, or my personal favorite, smut novels? Even though poverty was all around him, Mao's family wasn't broke for long. Thanks to his dad's planning and hard work, he expanded their farm and even bought several others to act as landlords, which gave them a much better social standing and a little extra padding for their nest egg. Well, as I've mentioned, history was pretty smelly, and Mao wasn't helping any. Looks and hygiene weren't really important on the farm, so he grew up learning that a simple wet rag was just as good as a bath, and instead of brushing his teeth, he would just wash his mouth out with tea. Habits that he kept throughout his entire life. He was known to be a pretty smelly fella. As Mao grew older, his relationship with his father began to deteriorate. He saw him as a stingy old man who was unemotional, especially compared to his doting mother. It didn't help when Mao was 14, his dad decided it was time he became a man and got married. He then arranged a marriage with a woman who was almost in her 20s, who Mao could not stand. They were officially married, but never spent the night together or even lived together. She died a year into the marriage, and Mao never considered her his wife. She probably died from the smell. His daddy wasn't done dictating his life, though. He really wanted his son to start working at a rice store, but Mao wasn't hearing it. He wanted to go to school and receive an education, no longer wishing to be subjected to the harsh farming life. Which I can relate to. I hate manual labor. Just imagine me as a baby, limp-wristed queen, being handed an axe and told to chop wood as I look around for the man they clearly think they're talking to. There's a reason I learned how to cook at 6. If you cook well enough, you get out of manual labor on the farm. I'm no dummy. By 1910, he could finally leave the farm and began taking classes at a primary school. Initially, he was bullied because he was from a poor farming family. But he pushed through and became quite a good student there. He even earned the respect of his teachers and fellow students, which was a vast difference from the man he grew up into. Someone who aided in the deaths of over 40 million people. Some even call him the worst mass murderer of all time. While Mao was growing up, China was still ruled by an emperor. During his teenage years, a revolution happened that ended the monarchy and established the New Republic of China. Mao and several of his classmates even cut off their pigtails as a sign of rebellion against Emperor Puyi. That may not sound like a lot to us here in the States, but cutting that hair off was the ultimate sign of dishonor. It was even used as a severe punishment up until that point. Hair played a major role in their culture, similar to how Native Americans hold their own gorgeous locks in high honor. As they should. Mao did enlist in the army for a short time, very short actually, like 6 months in 1912, before ultimately resigning. But while he was serving, he learned about something new to him, socialism, which he found inspirational. Well, after his failed military attempt, Mao also tried his hand at several other things. I'm going to ask you a question. What is the most common thing a man does when he can't cut it in the army? Mao then enlisted in a police academy, but he dropped out. Shocked. I'm shocked. He then attempted a soap-making course, law school, and then became a teacher, although he never worked as one. God, you remember a few years ago when everyone was making soap? It seemed like everyone and their brother were making those bars of soap. You know, at first they sold them, but then every time you saw them, you left with a bag of soap bars. It was around the same time your friends from high school were trying to get you to join that wellness patch pyramid scheme. Thank God that's over.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Since Mal was unable to figure out what he wanted to do, he began taking his education independently and spent a lot of time reading books at the public library. He later said that he thought of himself as highly intelligent and better than the common man at that time.
I am a smart man, a genius, some would say.
That belief only grew within him, and by 1921, he had founded the Chinese Communist Party. He was responsible for some good things for China, and there are people that argue he was actually a great leader. But one of his actions was called the Great Leap Forward, which is a nice name for something horrible. Kind of like Make America Great Again. Along with the Chinese Communist Party, they came up with it as a hopeful way to modernize all the rural farmland using communist beliefs. Who here remembers what that means for people from our past lessons? Yes, my darlings. Death, manual labor, and killing anyone who says anything about it. To no surprise, the idea concocted by a failed soldier, soap maker, lawyer, and teacher, well, it didn't work. Instead of stimulating the economy, it resulted in mass starvation and famine. It is estimated that between 40 to 60 million Chinese citizens died due to famine, executions, forced labor, and the whole economy going to hell. One reason some people liked Mao was that he would beat landlords to death, but in return, he gave their land to the poor. Some would see the death and murder, while others were like, oh God, they killed that guy. But now I have my own land. He even implemented execution quotas, which were always met. I mean, if the person didn't meet, they'd just become the one executed. Mao stated that they were necessary to secure power. Good God, Mao has come a long way from reading books by candlelight in his small farmhouse bedroom. Not only was Mao having millions of people killed, thousands more were opting to end their own lives because of his policies. People in Shanghai even avoided walking on sidewalks near tall buildings because suicide was becoming so common. Can you imagine being afraid to walk on a sidewalk because you were afraid someone would land on you and kill you? Others took their lives because of the dishonor they felt during what was called struggle sessions, where people would be publicly, verbally, and physically humiliated for doing anything deemed capitalist. And the people were ratting on each other. Ooh. Children were even telling on their own parents because they were either scared or the punishments became a form of public entertainment. Oh, and if someone were old, disabled, or sick, they would be starved to death so as not to take food from someone who was deemed useful. Sorry, Grandma, you're too old. You can't eat today. Especially in a country like China where the elderly are revered. It was an atrocity. And even the children weren't safe. As they were starving, The poor things would steal food when given the chance. Who wouldn't? There is one documented event when a young boy stole a single potato, and as punishment, he was beaten, had his hands tied, and thrown into a river. Other punishments for starving children stealing food were having to work outside in the winter naked, being branded, set on fire, or they would cut off their ears or nose. Some great leap forward. And as I mentioned earlier, if parents had too many children, there are records that show that they would be forced, usually at gunpoint, to bury their children alive. I'm not even a parent, but you might as well just shoot me. Hell no. The starvation got to the point of cannibalism. If someone died, their family would often avoid burying them to either cash in on their rations or consume them. You know, I don't judge their actions. They were starving, they had no other options, and I've never been to that level of starvation and desperation to live. But I don't believe I could allow myself to do that. If that's what I have to do to survive, then this just isn't a life I want to be a part of any longer. Hence all the suicides. Well, as time went on, Mal grew older, and thankfully, his health began to fail him, thanks to a mix of chain smoking and possibly Lou Gehrig's disease and Parkinson's, although it was uncertain because it was kept secret. His final public appearance and the last known photograph of him alive was on May 27, 1976. He then had two major heart attacks over the following months and died on September 9, 1976, at the age of 82. Today, he is known as one of the most important Chinese men of the 20th century, thanks to ending imperialist control over China. It's almost as if they forget that, to do so, he had millions upon millions of people directly murdered or indirectly killed through starvation or being worked to death in labor camps, all of which he viewed as necessary for his great leap forward. Disgusting. From humble beginnings to murderous endings, Mao Zedong's life was full of lessons, from simple ones like being choosy about what books you read, to a better understanding of China's long history. What else is lurking in their past? I guess we'll have to find out. And on that note, that brings us to the end of our lesson today, my darling. Let's cleanse ourselves and I'll let you be off on your next adventure. Just take a deep breath and ground yourself in the here and now. May my mind, body, and spirit communicate clearly, allowing me to live in harmony with myself and those around me. Let any negative thoughts within me fade away, leaving only positivity and love. May I move forward with clarity and alignment with my highest self, allowing ease and flow to guide me toward my greatest desires. May I always remember that I am in constant connection and co-creation with Source. So be it. Thank you for supporting Rotten to the Core. Let's catch up again next time. In the meantime, be happy, find peace, and don't hurt anyone. I'd love to hear what you thought about Mao Zedong and what lessons you learned on any of my socials. If you enjoy Rotten to the Core, please follow me on Instagram or join me on Patreon. Both of those are at It's Rotten to the Core. And check me out on my other podcast, Mystery Inc., that I do with my brother Shane and our friend producer Kim. And going forward, starting in July, you can enjoy Rotten to the Core bi-weekly. Researching and writing takes a lot of energy, and I feel that bi-weekly will give me more time to provide better quality for all of us. Until next time, have a fantastic week, my darlings. It was lovely spending time with you today. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.